holding light. My father took me to the shed, Sunday afternoons, to fix piecemeal wood into frames for selling. He didn't talk unless something displeased him, like when I tripped over the scrap pile and sent the bag of nails flying. Then he would open his mouth and shut his hand. He'd pound me like a fence post, say he'd fix that posture if it was the last thing. On quiet days, we worked in separate ends of the shed, sanding and squaring as light built and collapsed around us until the dark air finally came inside. Then Father would twist his head until just the corner of his cobalt eye met mine and bark for the lantern. And some days he would strike the match himself, hovering over wick until he felt flame lick through 50 years calloused on his palm. On those days he would turn his face and mutter at me, and I would stand beside him, and I would hold the light.